you probably won't realize that you recognize Christine Cavanaugh until you hear her. The actress gave voice to popular cartoon and film characters throughout the 1990s, and last month she passed away. NPR's Jasmine Garst has this remembrance.
Pigs are definitely stupid.
Excuse me.
That is the unmistakably lovable voice of a heroic little pig from the 1995 film Babe. And it's the voice of actress Christine Cavanaugh.
I'm a large white.
Yes, that's your breed, dear. What's your name?
I don't know.
Well, what did your mother call you to tell you apart from your brothers and sisters?
She called us all Babe.
Cavanaugh did not start off as a voice actress. She had small parts in TV shows like Cheers. But her big break came in 1991 when she joined the cast of the Emmy Award-winning cartoon Rugrats as the cowardly Chucky Finster.
I'm not scared. I just don't want to be potty trained, that's all. It's just not right.
Don't you dummies know anything? Everybody who's anybody is potty trained.
Well, not me. I'm never gonna do it. They can't make me. I'm gonna wear my diapers forever, and nobody is gonna stop me.
She was doing a slight variation on her normal voice to play Chucky, but it was her voice.
Paul Germain is one of the creators and producers of Rugrats.
Christine was able to convey so much emotion in the character and so much pain and change and emotion. It was just amazing.
The show received critical praise, and until SpongeBob came along, it was Nickelodeon's longest-running cartoon. In a statement to NPR, the network said Christine gave voice to one of the most beloved characters in Nickelodeon's history in Chucky Finster. In 1996, she joined the cast of Dexter's Laboratory as Dexter himself, a child who is a genius scientist with an ambiguous foreign accent. Here's Dexter firing his own sister from his laboratory.
Dee Dee, how long have we known each other? Our whole lives, you say? No, in truth, never. Or should I say, you never knew me? Because if you did, you would know I am a soul who requires peace, quiet, and most importantly, solitude.
Dan Sarto is the publisher and editor-in-chief at Animation World Network, a website about animation and visual effects. He says a voice actor can make or break a cartoon character.
The voices are so critical. They make the characters, and some of our most iconic and famous characters were made that way because of the voice actor behind the character.
Cavanaugh retired from voice acting in 2001. She died on December 22nd. The cause of death has not yet been reported. Christine Cavanaugh was 51. Jasmine Garst, NPR News.